The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Pollution, global warming, and rampant development could destroy some of the world's most iconic rivers in the coming decades, while threatening to wipe out thousands of fish species and causing severe water shortages. Only 21 of the planet's 177 longest rivers run freely from source to sea. The rest have been altered by dams and other construction, which destroy the habitats for migratory fish and other species by changing the water's natural ebb and flow. And today, about a fifth of the world's 10,000 freshwater fish and plant species are either extinct or endangered. For example, the Danube, home to more than half of Europe's fish species, has lost 80% of its surrounding wetlands and floodplains because of dams, and less than 7% of its basin is protected. And in China, pollution in the main stem of the Yangtze River has increased by more than 70% in just the last 50 years. Almost half of the country's industrial waste and sewage is discharged into the river. But not all the riverine news is bad news. In the Hudson River in New York State, the water runs more freely and cleaner than a single generation ago, thanks to the work of people and villages up and down the river basin.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.